Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Friday, August 28th, 2015. Happy Friday. Hope everything's going great for you. I wanted to teach you a little lesson about how to make exercise something you become addicted to. Just imagine this for a second. If you have the goal of transforming your body and you've got a long way to go, maybe it's you want to lose a whole lot of weight, get really, really lean, or maybe you want to build a whole lot of muscle, get super, super strong, go to the gym, strut your stuff, wear those vegan shirts and make people come up to you and say, oh my goodness, where do you get your protein from? How do you build all that beautiful muscle? Oh my goodness, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I got to copy you. I'm telling you, that feeling feels amazing when you do that. Just get really big, get really muscular, and just walk around with vegan shirts. I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest ways to really be an active vegan, because it's just so subtle, and it makes people want to move over to your side because they're inspired. It's amazing. Anyway, let me not get off topic. Imagine, so let's say you're ways away from achieving that right now. Maybe you want to get super, super lean and ripped. Maybe you're in pretty good shape already, but you just want to be able to look so good that you could get up on stage and win first place in a fitness or physique competition. No problem. You know, one of the biggest, most useful and easiest ways to do that is get addicted to the very things that get you there. That's right. You know it's going to take a whole lot of exercise to be able to transform your body, to get it as strong or as lean or as balanced as you want. And we know that. We know that. And a lot of folks, well, I hear a lot of folks that come up to me. This is what brought it up. Yeah, one of my Platinum Inner Circle members. For those of you who don't know, that's my exclusive mentorship that we've got going on. We have a group mentorship, which is just kicking butt off the charts, getting results left and right. One of my Platinum Inner Circle members gave me a call and we had a conversation, and she was afraid. She's afraid that she's too old and she's not the athletic type and she's not used to exercising, so on and so on and so on. And I told her, I said, hey, you know what? I've got good news for you, because you don't have to be the athletic type. You don't have to be used to exercising to be able to achieve your goals. We're going to get you to the point where you are an athletic type and you are used to exercise. And not only that, even better, we're going to get you addicted to exercise. We're going to get you addicted to the foods that your body needs to be able to create that transformation that you want. You want to look skinnier, you want to look hotter, you want to look more lean and defined, you want to drop your inches and your dress sizes down. Well, this is probably the most fundamental thing to do, is you get addicted to it. If you talk to, and I've talked to a lot of the best vegan athletes out there with the greatest physiques, they have several things in common. And one of them is that they are addicted to exercise. It's not about their personality. It's not that. It's that their brain is addicted to the neurotransmitters that are released during exercise. And the cool news is you can too. You know, when you exercise, your brain releases chemicals, a whole cocktail of different chemicals and neurotransmitters. Now, the two ones that are the most important for becoming addicted to it is dopamine and norepinephrine. It makes you feel amazing. Amazing. You ever have those workouts where you work too hard? I just had one of those the other day. The other day I did 42 hardcore heavy weightlifting sets in 45 minutes. I had to sit in my car for a half hour because I thought I was going to puke. I mean, it was bad. It was bad. Now, even though I felt bad right there at the time, my brain was like, oh man, give me more. Because the very next day, I couldn't wait to go to the gym. I couldn't. I went to the gym and I actually busted out 52 sets in 60 minutes. And I didn't feel bad at all. I mean, that's how powerful that stuff is. Just imagine this for a second, getting addicted to the very things that are going to get you your absolute amazing dream body. I mean, that's kind of what it is. That's what it's all about. Because once you're addicted to something, especially if it's exercise, if you're addicted to exercise, you're no longer in that attitude or that place in your mind going, oh, I got to drag myself to the gym again. Uh-uh, you can't wait to get there. You can't wait to get there. And that's what you want to do. Because see, if you are attracted to the things that are going to get you looking and feeling better, oh my goodness, how easy is that, right? And it's the same with food. You know, your brain has to go through a whole restructuring process through all the different neurons in your brain and all the different neural connections that are developed in there. It is a full process. That's right. It's a biology process. And when you start eating healthier, you start doing the vegan stuff, you start eliminating all the processed foods and carbs and just using them strategically, my goodness, your brain will start associating the amazing feelings that you experience from eating really clean, eating really healthy, and getting all that exercise in. It's going to start associating all of those good feelings with exercise and eating right. And that is the key. That is the key. Now, it takes some time. The exercise, that happens a lot faster. You can get pretty darn addicted to exercise in just in 2 to 4 weeks, easily. Now, as far as the nutrition goes, you know, that's a whole different process. That takes some time. It takes some time because it's not only do you have to get addicted to the foods that are going to help keep you healthy, but it's also getting unaddicted. That's right. Unaddicted. It's like a drug. I mean, if you've been in the habit of eating some bad or not so healthy foods, especially processed foods, processed carbohydrates, even meat, dairy, oh my goodness, those things are just addictive. How many people have you ever talked to, had a conversation about going vegan? They're like, I can't do it. I could never give up dairy. It's not because it tastes that good, okay? It's because there are chemicals in dairy that to your brain feels like morphine. I mean, really, it does. It does. So it's more than that. I mean, yeah, of course. I'm going to admit it. Cheese, when I used to eat it, it tastes good. But you know what? The vegan stuff that's coming out now, oh my goodness. I mean, did you pick up the copy, the 2014 November-December issue of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine where me and my wife and my family were on the front cover of? My wife wrote an article, is plant-based cheese the vegan holy grail? And it is. You can create plant-based substitutes for just about any cheese that's out there. I mean, she made a smoked Gouda cheese recipe that just, it looks, tastes, feels just like the real thing. But the only difference is it makes you healthier. How about that? Oh, how about getting addicted to the things that make you healthier? Doesn't that just make so much sense? You know, getting off of those old, you know, the foods that you shouldn't be eating that you know aren't doing anything good for your body. But then like when you're faced with the craving of those foods and the foods right in front of you, your brain starts making up the most wacky rationale behind it. I mean, it's just crazy. Like, oh, you know, it's an up day. I'm going to go ahead and eat this awful candy thing or this vegan chocolate. We go to IKEA. My wife gets like a couple bars of that vegan IKEA chocolate. I said, what are you doing? Hide it from me. Because I'm going to go searching for it later. I mean, I can't deny those things. I can't deny my body of those things. And those are the type of thoughts that go through my head. Oh yeah, I got to have those. I mean, I start thinking stuff like, I only live once. Like I'm going to be on my deathbed going, oh man, I've changed so many lives, but I should have eaten more IKEA chocolate. Oh, yeah. I think, you know, you go through and your mind starts rationalizing those wacky thoughts whenever a craving for a bad food is involved. I mean, I think you just go temporarily insane. I mean, I really think that's what's going on. And you know what? Would just serve all of us so much better if we were addicted and craved things like exercise and healthy food instead. And that's the key. I mean, you can get that. You can get to that point, but it does take discipline. From the exercise point, you just got to exercise every day. So how do you get started being addicted? Well, here it is. I'm going to show you a combination that is just it, like the science is solid. Anybody who truly understands the brain, which is not me, but as a result that I married a brain doctor, a psychiatrist, a medical doctor, psychiatrist, who's actually going to be speaking. She's the only female medical doctor, plant-based medical doctor in the world that is speaking on stage at the International Plant-Based Healthcare Conference in Anaheim, California in September. Can you believe it? She's going to be sharing the stage with all the greats, McDougall, Greger, Esselstein, Colin Campbell, all the greats, only female plant-based doctor on there that's going to be doing all that. I mean, how cool is that? Anyway, so she's an expert. She's the expert on the brain, and she helped me develop this. It's so sweet. You exercise every day, every single day, 7 days a week. Now, I know some of you are going, wait a minute. I thought you have to have a rest day. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. See, I'm not saying you have to exercise with crazy kill yourself intensity every single day. No, just do something. do anywhere between 15 to an hour and a half of any form of exercise, all right? Go hard, hard, hard. And then if you're just feeling like, ah, oh, you can't get up in the morning, or you're too sore, go out and just walk, speed walk for 15, 20 minutes. You can do that. There's no excuse you can't. There's no reason you can't do that. Or bust out like 200 push-ups. Now, not at a time. You can split up into sets. And if you want to be really, really cool, do push-ups supersetted by some sit-ups. I mean, shoot, that reminds me of my old high school wrestling drills. You ever do high school sports? You know, they were really efficient back then, weren't they? I mean, the little warm-ups they used to have us do. Oh my goodness, we used to bust out. We had to do 10 sets of 10. 10 sets of push-ups followed by 10 sets or supersetted with 10 sets of sit-ups. Just so we do 10 repetitions, push-ups, and then go right into the sit-ups, and then right into the push-ups, right into the sit-ups. We'd bang out 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups within minutes. Pretty cool. You could do something similar. Just make it up. Make it up. But the important thing is that every single day you're doing some exercise. And if you can make it rigorous, that would be ideal. Even if it's rigorous for just a few seconds, you know, do the push-ups to failure. And when you do that, always follow up. Always follow up your exercise with a really healthy, really clean meal. I mean, you know the type of meals that I advocate, especially if you want to get really, really ripped. Lots of greens, and some vegan protein if you want. Lots of greens, vegan protein. And don't forget those omega-3s. And even better, if you want to sandwich it, if you want to have one of those amazing vegan meals before and then after, because what you're doing is you're creating a neural pathway that links your action of eating really, really clean and healthy, that's going to only support your body getting leaner and stronger and fitter and sexier and raising metabolism. You are linking that to the norepinephrine and the dopamine that you are stimulating in your brain with the exercise. Oh my goodness. I mean, you can't ask for a better combination than that that's going to virtually guarantee your health. You do that every single day. And you won't even recognize yourself after the next 4 weeks. Oh my goodness. You won't even be the same person. People in your life right now are going to be like, you changed. There's something different about you. And this is when you're going to stand up and you say, that is right. Something's different about me. I'm addicted to success, baby. I'm addicted to being healthy. That's what you tell them. I'm addicted to being strong on a vegan diet. Go out there and you go start a vegan body revolution. This is all I got, baby. Hey, listen, if you haven't already, download. I got two courses for you, two free courses. I've got the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. It's a 30-page download. I go through how to eat and how to work out to be able to build all the muscle you want on a vegan diet. And I've also got the Metabolism Raising one. You know that, the how to raise your metabolism, leaner, fitter, healthier, faster at any age. You can download both those. That's a 45-minute audio training. And at the very end, I tell you a little bit about our Metabolic Mastery Intensive, which we will be doing soon. We'll do one in Austin. We're looking at planning one in the East Coast as well. Anyway, you can go get those. Right now, you can just go to veganbodyrevolution.com. You can get it at thomastadlock.com. And then also, you can get it on our Facebook page now, just on the little sign-up sheet, little button on the background cover image of the timeline. You just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening in. I hope you got a lot out of this. Please send me your comments. Would love to hear from you at tom@thomastadlock.com or tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. This is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.